Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. At a time when newspapers didn't always let facts get in the way of a good story, the San Francisco Examiner and the Roseburg Review published an interview in 1890, a fictional old miner, Phil McGuire, by Charles L. Mosher, grandson of Oregon's first territorial governor, General Joseph Lane. It seems McGuire was panning gold near Roseburg when he dallied at a delicious blackberry patch, also favored by a lot of bears. Suddenly, a stand of trees began swaying and rubbing together in the wind, making what McGuire called the most unearthly squeaking, moaning, and wailing notes. Then he spied a dozen bears standing upright and square dancing to the sound as a big grizzly called out their moves. Enraged at being discovered, the bears chased McGuire up a tree. Failing to reach him, they roared to his camp and killed his pack mule. Back in Roseburg, McGuire lamented, "I got 8 ounces of gold dust out of my claim. But as my ticket to the ball of the bears cost me $100, that's what had been offered to me for my pack mule. You can see, I didn't come out much ahead." Today's episode of As It was written by Dimitri Shockey, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.